This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus package proposal on Thursday, designed to jumpstart the economy and speed up the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. It includes $415 billion to bolster the response to the virus and the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, some $1 trillion in direct relief to households, and roughly $440 billion for small businesses and communities particularly hard hit by the pandemic.
We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated, to mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms, to increase vaccine supply, and to get it out the door as fast as possible.
The package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. Authorities in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to the inauguration. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
With less than a week to go before Inauguration Day, federal authorities are on high alert, monitoring individuals potentially planning violent protests.
We've already identified over 200 suspects.
FBI Director Christopher Wray speaking at an inauguration security briefing with Vice President Mike Pence.
We know who you are if you're out there. And FBI agents are coming to find you.
Federal officials tell the Associated Press Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy has approved deploying 21,000 National Guard members to Washington, D.C. to assist with security. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.